During the week, the Federal Minister for Sport, Senator Richard Colbeck, of course, is a North West Coaster, announced a new appointment to the Australian Sports Foundation, the new chairperson, who also happens to be an ex-North West Coaster, Grant O'Brien, who joins me now. Good morning, Grant, and congratulations on the appointment.
Thanks, Martin. It's good to be with you, and takes me my thoughts back to the coast, which is always a good thing.
Well, for people that don't know your story, you grew up on the northwest coast, but you've been outside Tasmania for quite a number of years now. So, just explain how your interest in sport first started and how it's led to this role.
Yeah, I grew up on the coast in Penguin. Family were established there, and Penguin, as it still is today, probably was a little sporting town where sport was a bond, a glue, if you like, for the community. Grew up playing footy with the school and Penguin Primary, and then went to Ulverston High, as there wasn't a high school in Penguin at that stage, and continued with football and athletics, those sorts of things, also with the surf club. So it was a summer of surf club, and it was a winter of football for many of us that grew up in that town. But it was a great environment. I feel very fortunate to have grown up there. I went away from Tassie for a period of time pursuing a football career, and then came back to Tasmania in Hobart and played football down there for a period of time. With Clarence, and then came back to Sydney, which is where I've been for the last 30 years, pursuing my career. But born in Tasmania, still a Tasmanian, and very aware of what the role of sport is in the communities, and that's why I'm involved with the Australian Sports Commission.
In the corporate world, you went risen through the ranks, and you were CEO of Woolworths, for people that don't already know that. But the Australian Sports Foundation, how did you get involved in that? And again, people may not know what it actually does. Tell us what the foundation's all about.
Yeah, the foundation has been in place for 30-odd years, and its role really is to raise money for sport, but really... so that everyone in Australia, regardless of their background or their ability, has access to the health and social benefits of sport. Sport is not just a pastime in Australia. It's very much central to the way we live and can dictate our physical and mental health, and therefore is very important. And it's not just important for the people that actually run onto the field or play the sport. One of the things that has always been impressed on me, I guess, is the way that it brings people and communities together. If I use Penguin as an example...
Yes, exactly.
When I played football in Penguin, I think it was the news agent who was on the gate to take your money as you were going in, and the gentleman who was up the extension ladder was the warden of the town at the time, Hugh Hiscott, and he did the public service announcements. You'd walk past the canteen and there would be the local ladies with all of the pies and delicacies for those that attended, and in the change rooms were local men mainly that, without necessarily a medical background, were the trainers for the football team. So... the town really emptied into the ground on a Saturday, and therefore during the week when people were passing, football would be on the lips of people. And I'm just using football as an example. The same would apply to many other sports and people's involvement in them. And that's why I believe that the importance of sport is important in itself, but it's also critical for people and communities, and never more so than now.
So how did you come to be the chairman of the foundation, given that you're fairly high in the corporate world, as I mentioned? I wouldn't imagine being the CEO of Woolworths is a prerequisite to work on the Sports Foundation.
No, it's not. I retired from Woolworths now 4 years ago and made the decision that I was going to dedicate myself to worthy causes and pursuits. I had my time in the corporate world, and now it's my time to give back to communities. So I'm on the board of an organisation called the Stars Foundation, which is an Indigenous girls education program. On the board and started a foundation for pancreatic cancer. A year or two ago, I took on the chair of the Port Arthur Authority and have recently, as you say, become chair of the Australian Sports Foundation. What all of those roles have in common, in my mind at least, is an opportunity to give back to a community, whether that be in Tasmania, but mainly in Tasmania, that that led a hand to me as I was coming through the ranks. So the Sports Foundation is a direct link between what I believe in, the power of sport and the benefit of sport to communities, and I guess the corporate world and the business world that perhaps it gives you some skills as to how you lead an organisation to maximise the opportunity here, which is the more money we raise, the more people we can get to participate in sport, and I think that can only be a good thing.
You mentioned how all those organisations give back, but another thing they have in common is they all need funding as well, and that's a big part of your new role, isn't it?
Very much so. Money's a key ingredient. One of the key things about the Australian Sports Foundation is that it's the only sports-specific tax-deductible fundraising platform. And if I just explain what that mouthful means, it means that, first and foremost, it's a platform. So if you key Australian Sports Foundation into your computer, it'll provide you with a how-to fundraise platform, if you like. It provides the opportunity to personalise a website, online donation mechanisms and forms and tools and tips and templates, really, to help you raise money. But I guess the unique thing about the Sports Foundation is that the money that you contribute to the Sports Foundation is tax deductible. It's the only way in which you can make a tax deductible donation to sport. So if you, Martin, decide that you wanted to put $100 into the Devonport Soccer Club, you would put that in through the Sports Foundation. You would get a tax deduction for that $100, and that money would be directed to your preferred sport, in this case the Devonport Soccer Club. So really it's a pretty simple mechanism. And last year we raised or facilitated the raising of $50 million, more than $50 million, and over the life of the Sports Foundation, it's directly contributed approaching $500 million over that time. Our ambitions are well north of that $50 million going forward. We think the uniqueness of the tax deduction and the platform should be of interest to all sporting bodies, and that's really what I want to do. I think the level of awareness of the Sports Foundation can be raised, and that's why I'm so grateful for you giving some time today, because if you're in a sporting club in Tasmania and you're not using the Australian Sports Foundation, it's perhaps something you should look at, because it's proven to assist clubs. We have clubs such as the Geelong Footy Club, the Brisbane Footy Club, all the way through to, you know, local clubs such as the Ulverton Soccer Club, the Hutchins School, the Tasmania Cricket Association, all use the Australian Sports Foundation. So I don't see a reason why, you know, any sporting club shouldn't have a look at it and see if it can provide an advantage to them. And really what it will help them with is sporting facilities, equipment, travel, anything really to do with their club. So yes, it's about raising money, and this platform gives you the how-to, but also gives you the benefit of a tax deduction and assists the clubs really in the task, and it is a task, of raising money. So it's a real facilitator, and I, as I said earlier, I think the link between money and participation is a direct link. The more money that's raised, the more people we can facilitate into playing sport, and the health and community benefits that flow from that.
Well, this chat's been a real eye-opener, Grant. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Congratulations again on the appointment.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for your time.